So Daniel, big day for the team, sent in, and he must be pretty happy with the outcome.
Yeah, it's great. I think, I'm not sure what Henry's going to do, but looking at the pitch this morning, I thought it was going to be a pretty decent wicket. Be sent in and, you know, be two for 150 odd, with myself and Henry putting a good partnership. And finished the day off just over 100, I think, only 5 wickets down. It's a big tick for us. I think in the past we've probably lost a few early wickets and got ourselves in a bit of a hole, so it's a really good momentum push for us as a squad.
Would you describe the conditions as tough in that first session with a bit of cloud cover?
Yeah, I think coming in there about 11th over or whatever it was, there was a bit happening. Yeah, it was a bit of swing, but in the end, I knew that, you know, it was only going to get easier. Adelaide over was always a new ball wicket day one. And then as soon as the clouds sort of went away, a bit of sun on the wicket, dried out. There's still a bit in it back then in the second new ball there, but it definitely got a little bit easier as day got on.
How important was your skipper's innings batting with him for your own mindset and ability to play positively?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, me and Henry get along really well. We always bat, we talk a lot out there, and we get around each other. So I think batting with Henry is always great. I love doing it. He was solid down one end. I was probably doing a bit more scoring than him at one stage, and it sort of swapped. So I think we worked really well together. So that was a big partnership for the game, and it was great that we could get through that.
And from a personal point of view, to make 160 bat probably 6 hours, for your own personal belief, how significant has today proved to be for you?
Yeah, it's obviously a great milestone. I think it's just great to be able to put myself in a good position for the team. That's the main thing. Hopefully we can push tomorrow and get some more runs and build a good lead first innings, and then see what we can do with the ball.
Just one more from me before Andrew jumps in. Your technique, obviously basing a little bit around Steve Smith. Any sort of cues that you reckon have really helped you improve from your 100 last year? Because you grinded it out a little bit last year, but this year, particularly early in your innings, you had plenty of good flow hitting the boundary rope.
Yeah, I think the strike rate this year has obviously improved a little bit. Again, Scott Boland's pretty decent bowling, give me a whole heap that game. But yeah, I think I even spoke to Steve Smith doing the 12th man for Aussies when they were here in the test match, and just got a little bit of advice. And me and him sort of worked out a few things that we were working on together, and that was just gold, and taking that back to club cricket over the Big Bash period, and then coming back out here, I felt really prepped for hopefully good innings, which happened.
Can you sort of say what sort of things you spoke to him about, or sort of mindset stuff or technique?
No, it was more just a bit of technique. I was having a little bit of an issue coming across the ball a little bit with my bat hanging out, just the way me and Smith does it. So then spoke to him about it, and he actually was having similar issues. So we sort of spoke for about 20 minutes, and it was sort of just locking in my elbow and not being too coming across the ball. And he felt like he was doing that early in his innings as well with the swinging ball. Because batting at three, I've usually been batting 4 or 5 or 5 or 6 before, so batting at three is a little bit different with the swinging ball around. But to be able to get that knowledge from one of the best players in the world, I think that's gold. And Tim Nielsen helped me out to speak to him, so I think it's a big rap for him as well.
I was going to ask you too about batting at three. Like, obviously, Premier Cricket, that's where your role is, but coming in this season, there's something a role you wanted to make your own, is it?
Yeah, I've just usually, club cricket, about 4, and then last couple of years in Futures League, second 11, I've batted 4, and then I think, you know, the start of the year, I missed out on the squad, and they probably always thought I was a middle order batter, and I wanted to sort of have prove them wrong, and thought that there was an opportunity there, so they asked me, and I said, for sure, I'd take it, and then, you know, a few starts here and there at the start of the season, and then last innings are 19, now 100, I feel real at home at 3, and I love getting out there and getting out early and just getting amongst it.
And just finally, did that sort of break over Christmas come at a bad time? Given the 90 odd you had in Hobart, you must have been sort of feeling like you're in stride then, so was that a...
Yeah, it would have been nice to be able to get 3 figures in Hobart, but just to be able to get the win in 3 days was awesome, and great momentum for our squad. I think it was a little bit different this year. I was a bit of a Big Bash last year and around the squad, so I think it was a good time to be able to just practice my red ball cricket and know that I had, you know, big 4 games coming up for SA, so I think I could work my craft on that away with the coaches, and then, yeah, it might have been a little bit annoying, but I think I was ready to go.
Lovely. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, mate. Well
Cheers.
Done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Tomorrow.
Cheers, thanks.